Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey Siri, give me H-Town Soccer.
Talking all things Houston Dynamo FC. This is the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. We are Forever Orange.
What up, H-Town? Welcome to another episode of the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. My name is Rudy Segura. Tonight, we hope to get kicked off with some Houston soccer sports. And like always, I'm joined by Cristian Potalias.
What is good? What is good? Welcome, welcome, everybody.
And Rodrigo Segura. And, you know, I was gonna go with Lopez Gutierrez.
Tita Lopez.
Yeah, exactly. What's up, man? How you been?
All good on this side. How's everyone doing tonight or today when you're listening to this? Good.
Not too bad, but what's it called? I guess since we waited for your ass for like 20 minutes, can you tell us what show you're watching and, you know, let the people know how it's going?
Yeah, definitely. Netflix, Jeffrey Dahmer, the new season that just came out. It's actually pretty good, you know. I'm kind of doing a whole binge watch and we're already in the ninth episode in 3 days or so. So, but yeah.
Something casual. I recommend it. Drilling people's heads.
Yeah. It's a little bit slow, but it's interesting. It's really interesting.
Before we started recording that, I would try watching it, but for whatever reason, my Netflix wasn't working. But I watched like the real episode or the real documentary with him. The dude was like so like nonchalant, like, oh yeah. I ate his heart and just like cooked it with potatoes and it was delicious. And you're like, the hell? Like, it's pretty freaking.
Yeah, awesome. This is actually, you know, the character is played by Evan Peters, if anybody knows who that is. But yeah, dude, like,
who is that guy? Exactly, I don't know who that is.
That's the guy that does American Horror Story. If you watch Marvel movies, he did the Quicksilver, which is the fast guy.
Oh, X-Men, really?
That does the slow mo. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, he's like, American Horror Story is pretty good. I think he's done like 10 seasons or 9 seasons.
He's the not cool guy, like the one that didn't die, basically, right?
And he's the cool guy. He's the guy that does a slow mo in the X Men that everybody walks in
eating potato chips,
right? Yeah, but yeah, dude, it's funny. He plays the same, and they ask him like, "What you did it? Why you did it? Or whatever." And you know, he's basically trying to get him to plead insanity, and he's just like, "No, dude, I did it just because I did it." Yeah. Like all like, no, I knew what I was doing, basically.
And what were you going to say, Christian? You were going to say
something. No, because the first episode is basically a whole, like, I think it's the first or second episode. It's like a whole backstory of basically how he ended up all fucked up. But it's interesting, but also at the same time, you're like, damn, this is crazy. Like, people do this.
The only thing I'm going to add is from that, the documentary, when they talk to, like, you know, they talk to classmates, they talk to co-workers, they talk to that neighbor, that black lady that lives in front of them and stuff. And but the talk to the dad, and everybody's like okay showing his face, and when they talk to the dad, they're like, the only reason the dad's talking to us, or he agreed to talk to us, if he could wear the sunglasses, because in his mind he doesn't look like people can recognize him. Bro, it's just like this huge black glasses. But he, like, they keep showing pictures like from like, you know, the 70s, and he looks exactly the same. And I thought that was hilarious. You know, whenever they say like, I'm invisible, you know, like when the little kids, I'm like, hey, I have this towel, I'm invisible. And it's like basically the same thing. I thought it was hilarious. But
in the topic of serial killers. There's also like a good documentary on John Gacy, the guy that would dress up as a clown and stuff. That one's a good one too. Yeah, damn, that's crazy. There's so many killers.
And heard of Halloween.
And like, not to be weird, but why is it always white people? Come on, guys. Like, seriously. Like, do you guys get bored?
Come on, white people, man.
Like, yeah, do better. Do better.
Well, I mean, what was that? There was a Hispanic guy, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. Yeah.
I mean,
there's that guy. There's like, there's those serial killers, man. Like, definitely, like, people get too into it.
Bundy, but, Ted Bundy, that was crazy.
No, but I remember when we moved, like, to the U.S., the big one was that guy that was, like, killing people by the train tracks. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say the one in Mexico, Mata Viejitas.
No.
maybe that was here in the U.S., actually.
Something.
You know?
There was a train guy. I need a Resendez. Something Resendez.
Then that was it. That was the
Matavijitas.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, right?
Also,
there.
If you're into like mental thrillers and like killers and stuff like that, Criminal Minds, good show. Like, I get freaked out every single episode, and I kind of want to buy two guns just to have around the house,
bro.
It gets
all right, we'll start like wrapping this.
Yeah,
which the thing is great because I love like crime stuff, but. Whenever I started traveling, like for work, and I would be, you know, like just by myself, like when I was like, man, I need to go to sleep, I would put on like Forensic Files. And so, and I wouldn't go to sleep till like 3 a.m. I had to get up like to do this show because I was like just watching the damn door and I was like, this show is so good. I would just sit there and just watch it. Like, they're freaking good. And then now I feel that I can get away with murder. So, watch out, guys.
Oh shit.
But it's like no one's listening to this, so you know FBI won't come after me. It's like, what happened to Christian?
It's a good thing you guys don't know my address.
We'll find you, man. We'll find you.
And just for full disclosure, I do have guns in the house. Do not try to come into my house because I will shoot you.
You know,
I don't have guns.
I was gonna say,
but you know, just in case.
I'm like, wait a minute.
It's Texas.
We're talking about deads. Should we start with the Dynamo Dos? Is that too early? I mean,
great transition.
Yeah. But sadly, the Dynamo Dos season is over, man. They were I wasn't gonna say a hype. By any means, I think they were great. It was great to have them, especially adding, you know, another soccer team to the city. It was fun. It kept us busy, super busy, to be honest. Trying to cover them. Christian writing his articles on Tuesdays that he is like probably like, yes, I get a short break, unless like we start hearing some news. But let's kick off with that, guys. I mean, you know, we know that. They ended up losing the conference semifinal against Tacoma. Tacoma Defiance. It looked like we had it, you know, 2-0. But if you are a soccer fanatic, you know, the 2-0 is always like the worst score to have because it's not, it's really like messes with your psyche, man. I think, you know, it's easy to be like, man, we're 2-0. Like, we're good. And you really don't realize that one goal. It makes it a big change. And that's what happened. Kind of sucky the way it went out. I mean, two penalties and then the guy tried to do Panenka, like, you know, and messed it. Like, did he hit the crossbar or went out? I don't even remember.
He hit the crossbar and then it went over.
Okay.
But the worst part is that he could have even hit the crossbar and it would have gone in because, like, I think Nelson was nowhere near it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was dead center, but
he just kneeled
and down but to
like,
his knees. So
but like any goal, you celebrate like you just say that, right? That's what I get.
Especially in the last 2 minutes.
For sure. So. And then we get to that horrible, horrible, you know, on goal. And, you know, it's one of those that you can try that like 100 times and you'll probably get it that one time. I mean, it was one of those that, you know, Lima had everything to clear that ball and it was just, it kind of bounced ugly and he took a big whiff and just moved it towards the goal. And obviously like once they went to PKs, the guy to miss was Lima again. So man, my heart went out for Lima. He played such a good game apart from those two, you know, those two mishaps that happened to him. And that's a rough, you know, rough loss for sure. But Christian and Rodrigo, just your thoughts on overall the season, you know, maybe better than you guys expected, or, you know, kind of what you guys expected, or did those actually, you know, went further than you ever thought that were going to be this season when it was first announced? Whoever wants to start.
I'll start. So, I mean, obviously coming into the season, it was new to everybody. So I don't think anybody had really big expectations of what this team could do. We didn't even know, you know, who Kenny Bundy was. We didn't even know who any of these players were. I mean, the only ones that we were kind of looking forward to that we were like, oh, these kids might be the future, were, you know, Palomino and Castilla, and then Brooklyn Reigns, just because of the hype of getting them, you know, Barcelona product or academy product and stuff like that. But then, you know, you started to see, you know, these other names coming in that you were like, oh, you know, who's this guy? You know, Avila ended up, you know, playing for the first team and kind of helping out a little bit. Some other guys that, you know, have touched some or seen some minutes in the first team. And then some guys that you're like, well, maybe they could deserve a couple of minutes maybe next year on a US Open Cup or something like that, right? So it was a good opportunity to see how the pipeline is really working in the Houston Dynamo, and if we're actually making any strides into, you know, possibly in the future, you know, building more homegrowns. You know, we always got stuck with like the Memo, and, you know, Memo is great, but, you know, one player in 10, 15 years is just kind of not a good ratio, you know? So knowing that now there's a potential of maybe 3-4 guys that could potentially go to the first team, contribute with some minutes, maybe one or two could actually be part of the first team one day, it gives you a better picture of what it could be. Obviously, you see the coaching styles of Kenny Bundy, who literally took team and built it himself. You know, obviously, he got some pieces from outside, you know, Mikel, guys that were brought just to kind of feel the roster, you know, LaFleur towards the end, Edwards that came in. But most of these guys, a lot of them were kind of handpicked by Kenny Bundy, and he just kind of creating his own team. We got to see his coaching style, how good he is with his players, and, you know, and everything that kind of goes into the relationship between a coach and players. Obviously, you know, I think I read it somewhere on Twitter, and it was somebody was like, oh, I blame Paulo Nakamura because of, you know, Dynamo 2 lost, because, you know, if Paulo Nakamura wouldn't have been fired, then Kenny Bundy wouldn't have been called up to the first team. And, you know, obviously the ripple effect of that, right? But I mean, I think it does bring into effect the fact that Kenny Bundy wasn't able to be there with literally the boys that he kind of, you know, grew up with, even though it was a season, you know, you kind of build a bond relationship. And not only that Daniel Roberts was a bad coach or anything like that, I think he did a fine job, you know, with what he had, but obviously it wasn't his team. You know, Kenny Bundy was the main man. And then, you know, just getting thrown literally in the last game of the season, and already knowing that you're going to the playoffs, and the playoffs are always going to be something different. And even in the game, you know, as you mentioned, you know, they didn't play a bad game, you know, throughout. They just kind of imploded towards the end where, you know, their pressure kind of gets hard. Obviously, a 2-0, it's a crazy scoreline. And then, you know, whatever happened had to happen. I mean, you were going against Tacoma, a really good, you know, team on the West Coast, right? Potentially could win it all too. So you never know. You know, these teams were really strong. So at least we know that our youth can compete. And potentially we could, you know, get a few, you know, Memo products, you know, homegrown products in the future. So it's a great experiment. I'm glad the MLS started this. And I'm glad that the MLS is, like, starting to combine, you know, the youth with the first team and seeing the potential of not only bringing the kids up, but, you know, obviously the whole business side of things. Obviously, they do it for the money. But, you know, we want to see just good players on the field. So it's a win-win for everybody. So I just want to say thank you also to Harris that, you know, he helped us out in the beginning. He now works with the Dash, but he was, you know, a really big help. Even in the beginning, you know, Kenny Bundy would literally only speak to us, you know. So, and we were able to get, you know, some of the guys, get to know them, you know, Mujib and them. Papa Ndoye. So it's cool. So, you know, a big thank you to them. And, you know, hopefully next year we can get something bigger and better. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, Rodrigo. And so, you know, overall, what are your thoughts? And of course, there's probably going to be a lot of players that are not going to be here from that team this year, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a show. I thought we were going to close it out already. And, you know,
hey, thank you.
You did
thank
a pretty
you.
Good
you know, you gotta
summary
give
of the. No, I mean, that's a great, I guess, summary and analysis. But yeah, I agree. It's something that we didn't expect to have. Such a great team to compete. And it does show that we do have that homegrown product that we can eventually start putting into our first team. So that's, you know, great news for us. But yeah, that last game kind of sucks. It unfortunate the way things went down, and you know, maybe it was coaching mistakes, you know, Bundy not being there or too much pressure at the end. I'm not sure. It looked like a team that could be, you know, should be competing all the way, maybe going to the final. But that's how it is. That's how soccer football is. And you just kind of have to live with it and keep growing. But this team, you know, we can see that they're going to be growing. You know, I guess we'll talk about this later, but those homegrown players like Palomino and Bartlow and Nelson that are going to be joining most like the first team next year, or, you know, that'll be the end of them. We'll probably find out pretty soon. But it's good to know that those players get the opportunity to play with this one, develop their talents, and then eventually what we want is them to be on the first team. So it's been a great project all along. I hope that Bundy is back with, I guess, Dynamo Dos and the U teams, and we can continue to grow this to maybe in 4 or 5 years from now. If they continue to do this project, then, you know, mostly everybody's going to get a good academy team building into the first team. But so far, it looks like we probably have a good team there. And sorry if you hear it, but that's freaking Astro.
I thought it was a bubucella, man. I thought you were getting ready for the World Cup. But, you know, just ending.
I'm actually cracking up. And,
can they hear that, or is it just me?
It was like really away, subtle. Like, literally, you can right barely hear it. You can barely hear it. Then it got louder once he said, "I'm sorry." What was it called? Yeah, no. And you know, to finish it off, you know, this Dynamo Dose talk. Next year, a lot of the games should be in Apple Plus. All of them should be in Apple Plus. So it's even better. We should hopefully have way better camera angles, way better. Well, commentary wasn't awful, to be honest. They did a good job for, you know, for a league that had just started. You know, maybe you'll see Cristian Putalias up there. I mean, you gotta
hire me, you know.
You gotta throw your resume, bro.
it's not bad. Other than
if they get tired of you, they'll fire you. You
know, I mean, it's not great, but when
look you at can't it. Get the players wrong, right? At least do the correct names and lineups.
At least.
Yeah, preferably
at least for the demo.
Yeah, but I was gonna say just one name that we hopefully can see, you know, in Dynamo Dose next year is Andre Gattel, right? That we've been talking about. I mean, the kid is 15. I think he's about to be 16, so I don't know exactly what that age, you know, you need to be for the Dose, but usually here in the US,
he's good. I think we had a 16-year-old. I think okay. Rosas, so, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. He was a young guy, too. So, yeah, a guy to watch out, man, because, you know, those type of players, they're kind of they're definitely special. So you want to see them continue to progress and make it into the first team. So we'll do a quick little Dash update. Dash may have not been able to clinch their playoff spot. It's getting pretty tight. I know. Most of the guys here, we don't really keep up with the Dash. But, Christian, you did go to a Dash game with your daughter. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you can go cheap like, go to my YouTube channel, 442, and I did a little video. I mean, I took my daughter. First Dash game for her and for me, actually. We were expecting a big old win celebration because with a win, or even with a tie, I think they were going to make it to the playoffs directly. And they lost 2-0.
Yeah.
But, bueno, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, they were their best player was out, Ebony Simmons. So, you know, that had an effect because, you know, their main striker, I think she has, like, 9 goals and, like, 10 games or something like that. Like, it's insane. She was out, so obviously she wasn't there. But I think that, I mean, this, I think it's what, Sunday? They, Saturday or Sunday they play, and it's like their last chance to literally make it. Like, they everything has to go wrong for them to not basically go in. So,
I mean, so obviously we're hoping that Dash end up making that first ever playoff. It would be kind of nice. It would have been great if they would have clinched it a while back. They dropped some games that maybe they shouldn't have lost. So it looks like they may, you know, get that either fifth or sixth place with North Carolina Courage, Chicago Red Stars, and Angel City FC all still kind of fighting for those last couple spots. Most likely, well, actually, definitely, we won't see a home game for the Dash, I believe, in the playoffs, just because of, again, where they landed on the stats if they do happen to make it. But, you know, they play against Washington Spirit. Washington Spirit's already been eliminated. They're second to last in the standings. But Washington Spirit, you know, could probably pull upsets and may end up spoiling the goods. And we hope that that is not the case. But hopefully we get more, get another team in the playoffs, even if it's for a short term, I guess. Anything you want, anybody wants to add before we move to the next topic and conversation?
Yeah, I mean, they just need a tie and they're good because they have 33 points. And then the other two teams that are kind of fighting have 30 and 29. So,
okay, good. And I was trying to see,
point, they're good. You know, they could get that last place.
I was trying to see who the Chicago. Oh, well, in Chicago, Red Stars and Angel City play against each other. So,
oh,
yeah. Technically, I think we want Chicago not to win. But yeah.
Damn, or if they do win, they can win by more than 4 goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, or that, I guess it depends if we lose.
Goal differential is 3.
Yeah. So if we lose, I guess it really depends.
Man, that actually looks a little scarier than it was. So. Yeah. I mean, for a while, you know, I'm not usually a negative person, but just looking at the history of the Dash, you know, they tend to like start to slow down and crash towards the end of the season for whatever freaking reason. And that happened last
year. They're the worst teams, but.
Yeah, like, well, last year, you know, they all they needed was 1 point, and they ended up losing, and they got eliminated by 1 point.
Como le dicen River Plate.
Yeah.
River Plate también hace años.
You know, best of love to the girls. They, again, will be playing this weekend to finish up the season. Hopefully they get to get more games in October in the playoffs as we – again, already saw those end up, you know, their season coming to an end. And then the next one coming into an end soon because we already know playoffs are definitely out of the picture. And that is our lovely Houston Dynamo. Man, Houston Dynamo. It's funny, Christian, because you were talking about, like, recording last night. Rodrigo couldn't record. And then we're like, you know what, let's just record Wednesday. It kind of worked out, right? Because we ended up getting to and I don't know, Rodrigo, you ended up getting to listen to the interview with Glenn Davis and Pat Onstad, and such a great interview, so much to take away from it. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to try to break down a lot of the things he said, you know, some of the important pieces. I mean, we know right now the players, some of them are working hard to finish out this 2 games remaining in the season. Some guys were in international duty, just, you know, a lot of them playing for nothing. And obviously the only one that is going to probably showcase in the World Cup is HH Hector Herrera, but he hasn't even been playing. So I hear you, see you laughing, Rodrigo. What did I say funny?
No, I was just checking out my hair. I'm like, you like my fade?
I was going to say, man, your beard looks very nice. I tried trimming my beard to look like yours, and I made it this short, and I messed up. So now I need to start over again. So
what about mine?
Dude, yours is coming in, man. I like right
here. It's been coming in for like 30 years. It's
been coming in since I was 18.
Yeah. You gotta.
I don't think it'll get here, though.
Dude, next time you shave, put some lemon on it and then jalapeno.
Amazon Prime shit. Oh, shit. That sounds terrible.
It worked for me, bro. Someone told me thought it was stupid, and then bang. Look at me. Hit puberty at 21.
You mean 31?
True.
He's like, last year.
Barely. But
That's
again, Pat Onstad was with Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters. You know, definitely Glenn and the show is one of the best things in Houston that we have as fanatics. We try to Dynamo Theory here, we try to do our best to keep everybody updated and truly inform of everything Houston Dynamo, Dash, Dos, anything in the do you guys like the kids? What about the top 10 kids? That was a pretty good one.
That was a good one.
But we're already, what you said? Sorry.
I was gonna say, let's just get into this Pat Onstad thing.
Hit it. I'm giving, we didn't do the interview, you know, because you know Glenn is royalty, man. Like, he gives those really good interviews. So anyway, so here's where we begin. He talks a little bit, or I'll just pick a topic and then whatever you guys remember. I mean, okay, fine. Let's go start with the DP situation. Because I love how it ended with that, right? It ended with Glenn Davis just saying, like, so what are we going to get? We're going to get a top 10? Like, you know, like a little kid, like, waiting for Christmas to open his present. And they're like, actually, our third DP is going to be Coco Karisky. And everybody's like, wait, what? Like, it was a big shock to a lot of people. Christian, I think you are one of the ones that are like, hey, I'm cool with that. I am definitely, I mean, dude, I love me some Coco for sure. But at the end of the day, that whole DP, having that DP kind of seemed like it was something, you know, that kind of gave you that, the ability to dream on getting a bigger name per se. And Rodrigo, what were your feelings on that? You know, just knowing that basically we have three DPs are set, which is again Hector Herrera, Sebastian Ferreira, and Coco Carrasquilla. Well, let me say it right. Adalberto Carrasquilla. I always want to just call him, like, jump his first name. But yeah, what are your feelings on that? And obviously those are it, and it seems that we're not moving those guys for next year.
I think it's fine. It is what it is, basically, at this point, you know. Herrera, obviously, he's a great player. Coco ended the season, you know, or season still going, but the last few games he's been, you know, probably our top player so far. And Seba shows that he can be a definite striker and, you know, he can score goals. Already has, what, 10 for the season. So I'm good with that. Yes, it would be nice to add maybe one more player, especially since – if we're going to go, I guess it still depends on who the coach is going to be, and we'll get into that. But if we're going to add wingers, then, you know, you definitely want, I would say, an experienced, you know, DP winger, instead of just trying to get somebody from the league already or just building up players, or if it's, you know, whoever it might be. But that's fine. But that's not my main concern. My main concern, and we'll get into this.
Yeah.
But, and this is twice that he says this about Pat just saying, if I'm not the guy, you know.
He knows, you know, he's not the guy.
He's like, if I'm not the guy, I'm fine, you know, if Ted made the decision to let me go. But I don't feel like you don't want to hear that from the general manager. I feel like he's not comfortable being in the position he is. And I feel like he kind of wants an out, you know, saying that whatever decisions need to be made, he's probably not up for it, and he knows whatever he does make, it's not going to be the best outcome long term, you know, in the next year or 2 years or 3 years. So I don't know. It's weird to hear him, you know, kind of trying to throw the blame on him and be like, hey, if I'm not the right guy, you can let me go. Like, do you want to go? Like, you know, it's like, is that what you're trying to say? Like, do you want to not be
here? To add to that, like, whenever he was mentioning the fact of, you know, like, well, we were thinking for this project to, you know, give a coach time. And then he, like, starts thinking, he's like, but we didn't give Nakamura time. And now his time is over and now my time is clicking. And you're like, well, this is not all that great. I don't know, man. Christian, what are your thoughts on that, man?
It's a weird situation because, like, if nothing makes sense.
No.
And like, you start to wonder, like, where's the problem? Like, what did he – I mean, he knew coming in into this position that – I mean, the problem was deep. Like, the hole was dug very, very deep for the Dynamo. And – but then again, like, looking from his side, it's like, okay, we're in a deep hole, right? But it doesn't look impossible to, like – you know, in a couple of years, just you know, work something out and a few windows, you know, now you have money actually backing you. So it's not like, you know, you don't have anything to play with. You know, Ted Siegel obviously demonstrated that he's willing to, you know, put some money out there to get some players. But it's like, I feel like they're, and I don't feel like we're in a market big enough for like, you know, I mean, how long did it take for Matt Jordan to leave?
Yeah.
Like forever.
Well, and that's the thing about maybe the difference with Ted. You know, this guy's actually investing money. He's a good business guy. He knows that he wants, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you're spending money to make money. And if he sees that that thing is not working, then he's going to be, to me, you know, we obviously saw it with the way that they fired Tab Ramos after he came in. You know, it was quick, short. And that, you know, damn, just click right there. It was, Ted was there, right? So Ted saw like, hey, you know, he jumped in July. He got rid of Tab Ramos in November. Hires obviously Pat Onstad to get rid of, you know, Matt Jordan, get rid of Tab Ramos. Now this coach is not doing all that great. Boom, fire Nakamura. So now looking at it and as a whole, it's not looking all that great because this changes keep happening and we're not really giving time when we in the beginning. And we talked about this right before we started recording, Christian and Rodrigo, before you jumped in. But we were just saying like how at the end of the day, like, he's just backtracking everything he was telling us when he arrived. Like everything that was, we're going to get a coach. This is going to take some time. We're going to give him time. We're going to slowly, you know, do a turnaround and shift on this squad. Yes, there was movements that were limited last year with a lot of people being guaranteed contracts. This season, we have 13 players. Like if you knew you had 13 players, you could probably move away. Why not keep Nakamura, right? Why not give him the opportunity? Because this team, people can say, oh, my God, look at Bundy. Bundy took over, and it's so much better. It's not. It's literally the same team that in the same way that they were playing. The results just weren't getting
it. I don't know if y'all seen a freaking –
Yeah, so, you know, if you guys – I know I said a lot. And then, honestly, to finish off the Coco thing because we kind of skipped it, but – I was telling you guys that a couple of weeks ago that Todd Boger had actually mentioned the fact that Coco was probably going to be a DP just because of the whole buyout and for the team to save or replenish money for the whole allocation money and all that stuff. So anyways, but anything you guys want to add on what I said?
it's just scary to hear Pat, like, I think in the beginning, we all believed in him, knowing his history with the club and everything he has done for the club as a player. But then, you know, when we looked at what he did in Columbus, we were kind of, well, you know, he did a good job over there. Look at Columbus now, you know, for at one point in time, you know, they were fighting for league titles. And I think they even won at some point. Now they're kind of like a mid-table team, you know, but he pushed them high enough for them to kind of float, and now they're kind of relevant again at one point. So we thought he probably could do the same here, but now he just seems to be like backtrack. Like Nagamura, like the main example is Nagamura. Like hiring and saying all the nice things he said about him, and then not letting him finish the season. You're like, what the like? What's going on?
He gave him
here?
Like the best birthday present. Remember, he gave him mariachi on his birthday, like all this great, fantastic stuff.
And like, then it makes like, no sense.
Sayonara, Rodrigo, what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say like, so there's obviously a lot of uncertainty right now, but would it make everybody feel better if Pat just said, "Look, we have no idea what we're doing. But
look, we're trying to figure it out." That just reminded me of Nakamura, man.
I know that's this guy. But no, like seriously, like what if it was just honest and be like, we have no idea what we're doing. It was a lot to clean up, but we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I think it would.
You know, like, would that make it better? Would that make it like, oh, shit, you know?
I think so, because again, at the end of the day, you know, it's not as easy. Like, and that's the thing that some people believe that, you know, and some people just being fans, right? I mean, you are a fan of a team, you want them to be successful every year, and you think like it's FIFA, you know, like you can get rid of people and buy players and just switch, you know, everything and make it better. And it's not that way. There's just so much behind the scenes, you know, There's so much that you have to do, so much cleanup from the messes. I mean, knowing that you have that many guys guaranteed contracts when you come in, that sucks. You know, we definitely, like, not knowing that, you do kind of feel a little bad for Onstad's first year, right? Because there was some things that he was, like, you know, trying to fight, not even with one hand, probably two hands behind his back. Even though he was picking, you know, obviously Achache, you know, and stuff like that. But it wasn't, like, huge or big enough to make a massive impact this first year. And so having a young guy like Nagamura come in, and people refer to him maybe as a placeholder because they already have somebody else in mind. But at the end of the day, like, results weren't coming. So I had always stressed the fact, especially when that, you know, transfer window was open and we didn't see anything happen. It was like, you can't expect, you know, Nagamura just to be out there and with no help. Like, you know, you didn't make the team any better. Yes, you added a couple of nice pieces, but not enough to, like, make it into the playoffs for sure. And talking about Cole, you want to add something? Yeah, go for it, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, on the flip side of that, I think that Pat, on one side, we're like, oh, I don't know, should we trust you? But then on the other side, at least we see the fact that he's willing to make harsh decisions to help, you know, quote unquote. You know, Nagamura wasn't getting results. Well, let's just get rid of him now. You know, pull the Band-Aid quick. You know, he even said that, you know, I'm the type of guy that's going to pull the Band-Aid quick. Yep. So literally, I'm waiting for the TV over to literally see how many heads start rolling, basically.
Yeah.
Like those steps,
yeah,
you know, in front of PNC. Like, I want to see heads rolling down those steps, you know.
Hey, see, you guys need to stop watching crime shows. Right? What did I say? Serial killer.
Too much dammer. But like he said himself, you know, and also a cool thing, because we're gonna see a lot of players stay in the team, but he's gonna use them to move them around. Because, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, why do we...
Okay, then we'll jump into the players now. Because Rodrigo kind of mentioned the fact about players leaving or whatever. And Christian, you know, you're saying that he mentioned, like, you know, I talked to people. You know, obviously, like, Onside wasn't here long enough to see everybody and, you know, see them play live or see them, you know, throughout the facilities. So it was fun to kind of hear the side of the interview side, right? He's like, I talked to players and they told me they were committed this year, but now I saw actions, and that, you know, actions speak much louder. So the fact that there is going to be, again, there's about 13, he said that there's about 13 players that they possibly, you know, would be leaving or playing with their contracts this offseason. That's, again, now it's like, okay, Pat Onstad had enough time to see everybody and what they do. We already know, like, for sure, Taguinho's out. We know that they want to build between, you know, Coco and Achache as maybe possible number eight. And it seemed like a lot of the things that how he would mention it. Yeah, exactly. He kept saying, you know, these are the two guys that any coach that I'm going to let them know, you know, kind of work around it. I don't know if that's even, you know, fair for whoever's coming. But, you know, they mentioned the fact that everybody that they've interviewing, they kind of let them know what their plan is, and if it works for them, cool. If not, then you're not the guy, type of thing. So, talking about coaches as well, and again, there's a lot of going to be a lot of jumping around with these topics, but we know that Pat Onstad was apparently in Europe, you know, talking to coaches, to players, and so forth. And then Asher Mendelsohn was actually in Mexico doing the same thing, talking to players and coaches. And they threw in the name of Jaime Lozano. And of course, he's not going to say anything because he's, you know, a current coach. But, you know, what if we get another Jaime Lozano, Christian, you know, a guy that limited experience in the first team, but first team experience nonetheless, man. Just your thoughts on somebody like that. Not saying that that's him. You know, please don't come and add Dynamo Theory, because poor Dustin with a Y is going to get scared. So anyway.
So me and part of Dynamo Theory.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm here to say that Kyle Sano will be here in 2023. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I mean, I don't know. To be honest,
just make sure that whoever gets the job, just be like, oh, I knew it 2 months ago. Just say that.
Yeah, of course.
Say that. I knew that 20 months ago.
I know a guy. me and Pat are like this. But to be honest with you guys, I don't know much about Jaime Lozano, but I think the whole, you know, Mexican connection with HH, having a Mexican coach, a Mexican player, Hispanic players, you know, like literally all your DPs down the middle are three guys that, you know, are Hispanic that kind of have that same mentality in a way. You know, Hispanic people play the game differently. Different passion, different way of seeing the game. I don't know if that works or not, but I think it would help out. I think it would be great. I mean, he was a good candidate in the beginning, and for one reason or another, he didn't come. But I think now having HH in your back pocket, it, you know, that's heavyweight right there. You know, having the Mexican, you know, the captain of the Mexican national team that will walk up, you know,
future
having
him World like, Cup as champion, your, as your, write that up there. Future right, World Cup champion.
Come down. I didn't know Messi played in Dano.
Oof. We both know he's going to choke in the final. He doesn't got Higuain to mess it up.
I know.
I hope
we're not even gonna get past the group stage.
Hey,
Saudi Arabia is gonna be second.
Saudi Arabia is gonna be
first place probably.
But you hear first. If Argentina wins the World Cup, I'm dyeing my hair blonde.
There you go.
Pero bueno. So you know, you guys can remind me of that. But I mean, no, Jaime Lozano would be a great. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how good of a coach he is or how bad of a coach he is. I don't even know if he was a good player or not, but good addition.
No, what I wanted to for you to touch on and Rodrigo as well is the fact of just like, obviously, Jaime Lozano was mentioned.
Yeah.
But again, to an extent, he's kind of inexperienced, right? Obviously, he's a couple years as a head coach, he doesn't have MLS experience. From the PowerPoint, we learned that, man, this guy, you know, I think the word that it's getting the word that gets so annoying to me when Pat Onside mentions it is collaboration. It's starting to sound like a Matt Jordan thing, you know? It just, it hurts, man. It's just like so.
Core values?
Huh?
So this is the thing. Okay, well then, knowing that information, then I really don't understand why people were so hyped about having him here. Like, the people that supposedly know about soccer, why would you want an inexperienced guy in the team? But I wonder, that's a diss to them. But I mean, I think bring somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing. Just
yeah, dude.
From the very beginning,
get somebody that has played, dude, just somebody that has been in the first, you know, division.
At least somebody that has a system already.
I think that's
the biggest thing. Somebody that comes with a system and a clear mind.
And then again,
you're like what I was going to say, Rodrigo. Just keep building that.
Preach.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to. Yeah, somebody. That's what, go ahead. No, I meant like, you know, somebody that Nagamura, I think it was one of those guys that has a lot of tangibles to be a good coach, but he doesn't know what he wants to implement yet. You know, it's your first year. You're trying to test out some different scenarios. I mean, we saw how...
Just like Kenny Bundy.
Exactly. Just like Kenny Bundy. I mean, Kenny Bundy was doing the same exact thing in those, right? I don't think we ever saw the same lineup. You know, we saw some kind of similar roles and stuff. Yeah. But if you go back, it was never the same exact lineup all the time. You know, it was always changing. And as guys are going to keep tweaking till they figure out like something that they like, But at the same time, these younger coaches are always changing everything, man. So, you know, they use the tools that can get a little crazy and hectic when it comes to just pure numbers and statistics. Definitely for sure, Bundy is one of them, right? I mean, we've asked enough questions to know that this guy is a huge numbers guy, you know, and he gets along with Dustin because
nerds.
But yeah, Radu, what do you want to add, man?
No, we just got to find like we said, a coach that knows what they're doing. Jaime Lozano, I feel like if we rejected him the first time, I feel it's not worth it going back, because what if he's still not the guy? You know, so you made two bad choices. One, you know, you could have had him but didn't. And second, you went back to him and he still didn't, like, prove what he was supposed to do. And playing in Liga MX, yes, the level could be closer to, you know, compared to MLS. But at the same time, even if his team does make the playoffs, if they don't go far, there's only 18 teams. 12 technically make the playoffs. So, you know, it's... I think it's a big difference than what we have here in the MLS. Well, kind of, I guess, because we go by conference. But either way, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like there's not many coaches available at the moment that you would want, you know, unless you're trying to invest money in like a Thomas Tuchel or whatever and bring him over here and have him yell at our players and cuss them out in German if he wants to. Or whatever issues they might have, but
they're too soft here.
Right now, but I feel like there's no, you know, other coach that you would really want to, that's kind of fine or fit in into the MLS, into the Dynamo more than anything. And especially how do you sell the club to a coach right now? Other than, you know, you try to rebuild with Nagamura, that obviously didn't work out. So if that didn't work out, why would a coach would be like, yeah, I really want to take on this project? You know, at this point, it's like, man, yeah, I really don't know what you're doing. And you're not giving me options to get players.
Yep.
And you're telling me I got to make it work with this team. If I don't, then that's
me. You fire me. Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's not the best project.
It's so. Not as much as they want to sell it as like, oh, my God, look at this great product. For, you know, basically flipping everything you said, right? Everything you said, just the opposite. Is like, we have a great owner. He's willing to spend. Oh, but wait, we already have 3 DPs used. We can use them for this coming season. Oh, wait, you know, this, who are we going to pick up? Like all the, you know, MLS rejects, because we really can't pick up a ton of like quality players, you know, that want to come here, because we're been, you know, last in the conference for 3 years straight. Like, you know, there's just not enough good things right now going for the Dynamo. But the only thing that kind of helps is having Ache. I think that can definitely have a little bit of pull. And it would make sense why.
On what, though?
Yeah,
if you can't bring anybody else.
No, you can. But
you can bring the coach. But like,
you can bring
the
coach.
Would wanna, yeah, be like,
you can bring,
hey,
like,
this player.
You could bring players can. And kind of do LAFC deals, you know, they can, you know, get you Bell on their, like, what, $1,000 of something. I don't know, you know, like
tax write-off.
Yeah, something, dude. but yeah, Christian, anything else you want to add regarding all this? Great. No, yeah.
No, just a cheap plug on the article that Dustin wrote about the potential top 5 MLS free agents that we could maybe look into. So it's something fun to read into, and I don't know, maybe, you know, help out Asher and freaking Pat from
Russia. Yeah,
so we're here to help, guys. Let us know.
You mentioned that, and it's funny because, you know, obviously, like, seeing it float around in the Twitter world and stuff, like people maybe bashing on it, but it's like, look at stats too, right? Because a lot, especially articles by Dustin, they're like, everything's, a lot is pushed through what stats are, for sure. So,
nerd.
Right? Hey, but if Zone 14, you know, if you're getting there 7 times a half and that's getting you wins, that's what you do. That's what you do, apparently.
He said your probability to win is like a what? Like
85%. Yeah, see, I remember high that.
90s around, something like that. Yeah, there you go.
You're saying we should just do Moneyball and that's about it.
Yep, let's basically. That's, I mean, that's how it seems a lot of people are playing at this age.
Yeah.
Players are really, robots, I mean, man. They have no feelings. Just go out there. They don't.
Spaceball.
There's a lot of improvement.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I mean, the Dynamo lost to a potential own goal with a like random ass.
Yeah, for real. What was the XG on that?
And then
tell me this.
Not even that. What was the percent probability of the other team of Tacoma winning in those like 2 minutes?
Yeah, no, you.
And also Tacoma, why are you watering a turf field, bro? It's not grass, my guy. Like that shit don't grow. Like just let it be. If I swear to God, if you don't put water in it for a month and you come back in a month, still the same. Like nothing happens to it, by the way. Just, you know, quick shout out, you know, to Tacoma over there trying to save the planet by watering grass.
But well, I guess we'll to try to start wrapping up the today's episode. We did have a couple fan questions. One of them is about Dash playoffs.
Wait. You're going to wrap it up. But
okay, fine. Nashville, I mean, we'll wrap it up with questions, but you can
wrap it up.
But we got Nashville to talk about. It's going to be this weekend.
Man, I thought the season was over.
We're going to lose.
Bro. Oh, I remember. No. Yeah, we're going to lose. What is it, like breaking news?
We know that, but like, is that right? I'm going to play?
Actually, is that game even going to play? Are they going to get rain over there because of the hurricane, you think? Or it's not really?
Nah,
they won't.
Well, because I know it's going through like South Carolina, North Carolina.
They're going to Florida. No, they're far away. Sure. Tennessee is like way out on the west.
The West, bro, you do not know where it's at. You just make that up.
The West?
No, I'm saying Nashville is way west compared to like South Carolina, North Carolina. I mean, they call it the Midwest. It's not even in the West.
Rodrigo, where's Italy? Is it in Asia?
It's Eurasia. Thank you very much.
What was that? Canada?
Yeah, Panadia.
Where Pasha was from?
God dang it, Panadia.
God damn it, Canada. Panadia.
He's gonna be playing with them recently.
Canada. Anyways,
Wait.
We're not gonna talk about him. That's fine. We'll take the L.
No, we'll talk about it. We'll give it. I mean, we have to for sure. I was just gonna do some fan questions. But I was gonna say, and you mentioned the fact of ripping the bandage. I don't know if it was Christian or you, Rodrigo, but yeah, it's so true, man. I'm kind of excited because I know that as soon as the season's over, they're not going to wait and kind of beat around the bush for like December to come around and for us to find out who's staying and who's not. I think it's going to be pretty quick and knowing who stays and who is gone.
Is it going to be one of those like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you.
Get out. Yeah, basically.
And literally as they're walking back after the LA Galaxy game into a locker room, doesn't matter the score, you're taking off your jerseys, like, you throw it over there, you're out, you throw it this way, you're still in.
It's gonna be like the slapping video. Remember that slapping video, like, of that guy just walking around just slapping kids and families?
The whole family.
Yeah. That's basically what I imagine is going to happen. Like, everybody in the meeting, or actually, one of those, like, if you're in this room, you're safe. If you're not in this room, you're not safe. I would do it for, like, every, like, just like, wait, really? I'm going home?
Or just take the jersey off and, like, yeah, you're not going to need this anymore.
So, thank you for your services. Thank you for your services.
Or like Hell's Kitchen, give me your apron.
Take the name off the dressing room locker thing.
It sounds awful. Peel it off. It's all the time, right? I mean, this
peel it off.
It's like, it's not new. Right. This is a sport. This is business, man. At the end of the day, so.
I guess we couldn't do this because we'll be fucked up about it.
Oh yeah, I would be so depressed.
They should, yeah, for real. Like, you'd be depressed telling the people.
No, I'd be fired too, but I'll be depressed like getting cut, bro.
Oh,
like getting
actually,
cut.
Yeah, anything? We should do that. Like, Pan Asa, if you're listening to our pendejadas, like, Give us the list, and we'll find a way. We'll find a way. Some kind of rat race. Give them a call.
Would this be like a you got served kind of thing?
Oh yeah.
You know, like, when you
we'll
get
do
sued,
a scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah, man.
Hey, but at least it's not as messed up as like baseball when you get traded mid game and be like, hey, right, you know, you've been traded to another team. And it's like, yeah, we send a truck, you know, to your apartment so they can pack up your stuff.
It's like, bro, I got shit to do tomorrow.
Right?
I had a dentist appointment, like, man.
I'm moving to. What the fuck? It's like, I have to go find a new Walmart, a new Target. Like, bro.
Man, no that's, kidding. That's, but
that's the worst.
This is like a massive transition because like we're kind of like Pat Onstad here backtracking a little bit. People were asking like what wingers we think that would be, you know, somebody that we could require from the league. I know Christian, you know, you're a massive MLS fan and you know every single player and every single team, but is there is there any player that you would want to bring, Rodrigo or you? You know, you can say any name. I mean, people are not going to. No? Anybody?
No? Crickets.
I like Lewis Morgan. That guy from.
Oh, he's good.
That
he's
guy
good.
Was really good. He was he's obviously good. Winning Inter Milan, and then he went to New York Red Bulls. That's the type of player that the Dynamo need to pick up, man. He was a, you know, not a DP level guy. They brought him in. A young guy out of Scotland, if I'm not mistaken. And that dude has become a hell of a player. I think he's like 24, 25 now. And his stock just keeps rising. So if, you know, if we're going to be optimistic about this offseason, it's to get a couple players like him, you know, on the low level. And hopefully, like, I'm excited for Nelson Quiñones as well to get more minutes this couple really? More games. And then obviously next season. I'm definitely over the experiment to an extent of like some of the wingers we have out there, like, you know, obviously Corey Baird, Fafa, you know, they're great, great players. They have good qualities, but they're not consistent enough. So it's like, why not move on? Right. Like, why not give somebody else an opportunity? So yeah, I would say, Lewis Morgan would be my guy that I would love to bring. I mean, now, he'll probably be a DP type of player if we bring him, basically. So it may be out of reach. But do y'all want to throw in a name?
We can use that Tam shit. That
yeah, Tam, exactly.
Tam, Gam, Bam, Bam, Tam. Tam.
Rodrigo?
Oh, this league is so weird.
It is a little annoying, but honestly, it is what helps it be a little bit more even. But then you have LAFC that does crazy business.
Yeah. Like, you're like, yeah, yeah.
Super. But if they don't win anything, who cares, right? I mean, if they're not. Now, if they win the title, then you're like, oh.
Bunch of clowns over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking
clowns. But, yeah, Rodrigo, you have a name?
I mean, I feel like no one that really is appealing just because if they're doing well, they're going to stay with their team. You know, basically getting second tier, third tier players. That is well, at one point they were good, you know, or they could have had a breakout season. And, you know, with such a new coaching staff, we're not going to have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like with such a new coaching staff, we don't have that coaching staff that's like, oh, that player, we're going to make him into a star. Like, no.
Yeah, and that's funny that you say like Corey Baird, because obviously we overpaid to an extent for him. Not as bad as I think LAFC did, but still but it's kind of like, you know, listening to Onstad say, yeah, some of these guys have value, and you're like, really? They have value? And it's like, which sucker team is gonna, you know, pay for them? And it was like, the Dynamo's not gonna, like, they're trying to get rid of them. Like, there's not another Dynamo out there. You know, it even Cincinnati, for God's sakes, is about to make the playoffs. Most likely. It's like, it took them, 3 years to get good? After winning, like, back-to-back, winning spoons? Like, there is a little hope, right? I mean, granted, they could still choke. But there is a little hope. And then maybe teams like Seattle that won the Champions League, it's looking like they may not make it. So, you know, this league is it's an interesting one for sure. But the more, and I think this is something was mentioned before, but like they keep adding teams, man. We just keep dropping lower. I think Roger, you said that last episode, and it's so true. I mean, at this point, we keep believing that it's not going to get any worse, and it keeps getting worse. Like, you know, at this point, maybe they hire a coach and they fire him 6 months in instead of nine. So you really don't know. You don't know.
The Dynamo hears those things and they're like, hold my beer.
Yeah. Honestly, I really think that's why they fired Nakamura. Because, you know, it got to the point that everybody was saying like, ah, man, even if they lost the next 10 games, he'll be fine. And that probably hurt someone's ego. And Ted made that call. Like, no, fire that dude. They're making fun of us. You know? It just felt that way.
Son of a gun. Freaking Dynamo.
But such Rodrigo, here comes the mighty Dynamo.
What's your question?
Take off against Nashville on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, that game. I don't remember the time, but it's
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday at 7:30. It's like Sunday night.
That's the game that we were supposed to go, Christian. We were like, that's the game we're going to go to. And then things came out. I'm going to be out of town this for
things
that
came weekend. Out?
Yeah, well, things came out. Things
babies
popped up. Yeah. Next, hey, let's make it a pack, though. Let's make it a pack. Like next season, let's pick a place around this time of next year and go. Like, just go. You know, especially like in my case, I'm gonna start getting more flyer miles. So, you know, I can try to cover a ticket, and if I get it,
I'll be in Houston. Yeah,
and I don't get it. I won't have any.
When would you be back in Houston, Rodrigo?
Literally July 1st, I guess.
There you go, Rodrigo will be back in Houston, dude. You know, people always ask about him. Like, damn, like that's a fucked up. Like, they don't even ask about me, how I'm doing. Like, I just like, yeah, I'm in that podcast, and they're like, "Where's Rodrigo?" And I was like, "Damn, this fool don't even show up to games, and they're asking about him."
I go to Dallas games.
The people love Rodrigo's.
People love Rodrigo.
I go to Dallas games to support the opponents.
They always ask about, like, man, let Rodrigo talk more. Like, he barely talks, and you guys talk over him. And we're like, dude, he's the little brother, you know? He's the one with the controller that is not connected. That's how it goes.
He's a young guy. Yeah,
he is a young guy.
Damn.
Yeah. Nah, but the people do love you, man. And so it'd be fun. I completely forgot that you were coming back next year. That's kind of cool.
I got to show my skills on the media game day or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah. If you play
played this past weekend here with a friend. You know, we did the pickup thing. Man, I was completely sore, but got to say,
outfield or just outfield?
On this one, it's funny. Actually, I played outfield for the most part the whole game or the whole time until, like, man, we were just kept winning back to back to back until we got tired. We're like, hey, I'll just jump and go. And so we play in actual like concrete with some nice goals, you know, like I guess tennis fence around or whatever.
That's what we played at, man.
And then like the funny thing is on one, I kind of dove down and like made a good save. And I'm like, oh shit, I forgot I'm not playing in grass.
You couldn't get up.
I mean, I just scraped myself, you know.
Last time we played, it got to the point that I was splitting time. Were you playing goalie sometimes, Christian? I think you did play a couple times. But we're splitting with this other guy.
Barely,
That it was like, I got scared because we got to the final. I'm like, bro, like, he's not that great. Like, we're going to get
out of here.
Yeah, so I ended up moving him, like, after, like, we scored one goal. And then I stayed in goal the entire time. And I think I only got scored one time, and we won like the team we played, we tied the first time. The Hack Machine team. I was trying to remember who it was.
That dude was dangerous.
We won't say names because we see them often. Victor Arisa. I'm kidding. He wasn't in that team. He wasn't in that team. But it was fun, man. It was fun too. So yeah, that's cool, man, that you'd probably be there for that. I completely forgot. Oh, that means I'm gonna get to maybe sell a house. Yay!
We'll see.
Well, and I've said a million times, talk about Nashville. Nobody jumped in, but so
yeah,
I guess
said we're gonna lose. That's fine.
Hey, you said we were gonna be in fourth place. Guess who's in fourth place right now?
Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville's in fourth place, but Yeah, I guess I'm with you, man. I think we probably won't get any points out of that. I'm going to go with 2-1. I think 2-1. I mean, they're playing, you know, their best player being, and I can't ever pronounce his name, but is it
Mukhtar?
Mukhtar? Hunty Mukhtar? Is that
Mukhtar?
Yeah,
I call it Mukhtar. He's about to be the MVP, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's one of the, you know, runners to be the MVP. I mean, the guy had been playing really well. And then obviously Walker Zimmerman, you know, such a good defender. That guy gets paid, you know, because he is a good defender. I mean, the guy can score. The guy can win.
Why are you saying?
You know, there's other defenders that get paid almost as much as him. But
oh, okay.
They're not all that great. And then they have one of my favorite players, to be honest, for the Dynamo that was for a while, with Joe Willis. Like, that dude, good player, you know, solid player. So
Mr. Willis.
It won't be an easy match. So, yeah, I say 2-1. Rodrigo, what is your prediction?
I don't know.
He wanted to talk about Nashville. Look
who's
at
starting.
You feel?
I want to see. The thing is, I still want to end on a positive note and be positive.
Hey, it's not.
But
the only good thing is October. It's September. Your sadness month ended, or is going to end by the time the game is played. So
you're saying we should win this game?
Hey, you never know. We beat them with a man down at home, but you know.
But like at this point, like Nashville's party. In. I feel like Dynamo. It's a game that you're playing for nothing. Like,
well,
you're not,
you
like,
say
trying
Nashville's
to be like,
in, but I mean, you really look at it and it's pretty dang tight, man. You have Nashville with 47, Galaxy with 46, Portland with 46, Minnesota with 45, Salt Lake with 43, Seattle with 40. It's actually, you know, they need to beat the crap out of us to, like, clinch that fourth place at least. So I don't know.
Are we thinking upset here?
No.
We could ruin
beat
the
them
plan,
with 10
but
men, right? We beat them with 10 men at home.
Who got red carded that game? Was it Lundy? We may need Lundy to get red carded again.
Lundy. So no, we're going to lose 3-1.
I think we can get a tie. 2-2.
Rodrigo says 2-2. Christian says 3-1. Yeah, I really don't think we're gonna get 10 wins now. It's looking a little grim, but
Galaxy.
Yeah, I know. There's Galaxy, and we tend to like beat LA. That's honestly the only happiness we get lately around here with the Dynamo. Seems like LA is a team that we can beat, especially at home. But
beat LA.
Then you got Chicharitos.
Chicharito. That's gonna be a fun game, man. I can't wait to get my bubblehead, my Ache Ache bubblehead.
Yeah, right. Those are
gonna be the H. Yeah, the one with the H. Rumor has it that he has a training kit on.
But he has street clothes.
Yeah, street clothes. There you go.
Street. He has earrings on the bobblehead.
Yeah. He has earrings and he has that black shirt that he wears all the time.
Half soccer, half party. Leo, half training.
But all right, guys. I think we pretty much hit all the topics we're gonna talk about. Christian.
Have to still go through the questions.
We already did the questions. See? I'm telling you.
The fan questions? You never read them? You usually go like so-and-so from so-and-so.
Well, there is the only one that was asked that was the same one. Yeah, my gosh.
All right, we answered.
Yeah, we'll give them their credit, though, because Hoodies asked who's a winger prospect in the league that we look to acquire. Maybe I didn't say his name.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then the other question was basically the same thing. It was like, it seems that Coco DP is part of the MLS rule on transfers. If they knew this, why not say last season? Technically, they didn't. And I mean, we already kind of answered this, but it wasn't that it was a for sure. It was that they buy the contract and they decided to buy it this season. So that kind of triggered that DP status. But Christian, you want to let the people know how they can connect with us? They're probably gonna hate this episode.
Sure thing. I already forgot, but let's do it. DynamoTheory.com. You can find everything and anything at Dynamo Theory, Instagram, Twitter, Rodrigo Segura 01, and then Rudy Segura 3, because he has no zero in his name. And then you can find me at Chris Batalias. Don't forget, DynamoTheory.com. And then right now, I mean, the World Cup is coming, bro. So all of these are going to be coming out about the World Cup. So obviously no more Dynamo for a little bit. So we're going to continue keeping on with the Dash. The Dynamo Tuesdays are going to, you know, halt for a minute until we get more new information. But I mean, the articles are going to be, you know, keep pumping. So go check out Rudy's article on the Jersey's top 10 jerseys, or his top 10. And then, did you pick Wales in any of them?
It wasn't, but I was close. I was close.
Did you do home or away?
No, I just decided to pick the best jersey.
Top 10.
So yeah, from like home, I had home and away for all of them, and then I picked, so out of, what is it, 64 jerseys, I picked 10.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of jerseys.
I haven't looked at the list, yeah. But where did the France away rank?
First, bro. That
okay. was the best. That's what I was going to say, because I think that was the best
one. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Who's?
The French jerseys.
Oh, French. Oh, yeah.
That,
French,
it was yeah. clean. It's clean, and it has with, all the city monuments.
Well, yeah, because it just seems like little touches like of color, but mm-hmm. if you look, it's like monuments, it's people, it's pretty cool.
Like history.
Yeah, cool. Dude. You heard my
right. thing. Mexico read my way. Article? Mexico way a second.
Come on. Yeah, ninth. We put it ninth.
Ninth?
Yeah.
Mexico.
There's better ones out there, bro.
There's good ones. There's
yeah.
good.
Well, if you look at the Mexico up close, though.
No, like, I didn't say that it was bad, nice. But like, I don't want to nice. Be like fully biased and throw. I mean,
Argentina away?
Love. Argentina's like up there. 60, I think it's fourth.
63?
Fourth.
Yeah. Away? Away, though.
Yeah, the away one.
The purple one?
Fire.
The purple one. It's up there.
Damn, you put it up there?
Yeah, why you don't like it?
Nope. It looks like a goalkeeper. Goalkeeper.
It does look good. Jersey.
It looks awesome.
It's like a goalkeeper jersey. I agree with that.
It looks like... Yeah. Well, I'll tell you off...
Ah, es que se la vistes a Messi.
Yeah. I'll tell you after we stop recording what it means. So, but anyways, Rodrigo...
Yeah, it's good.
Rodrigo, if you want to go ahead and close us out, man.
All right. Well, with that, guys, Houston fans, thank you for listening. And remember to always hold it down and keep it forever or
never. Let's go. Did Astro go to sleep? I never heard him again.
I think, yeah, he's literally...